Amen. We are standing because God has made you well able to stand today. And may you never forget that you're standing by the grace of God. You know, there's some of you, and you may have wanted to quit this week. There's some of you, you maybe wanted to just say, hey, you know what, this has gotten too difficult. There's some of you, maybe you're on that verge right now where you're saying, you know what, Lord, I just can't handle this one more day. I want you to look where you're at right now, and you're up and you're on your feet. You're standing. You're standing in the spirit realm, and you're standing physically. You are standing because God has seen it fit for you to stand where you're at in your life. And so I'm going to ask you to bow your head. If you've had a rough week, if you've battled depression in your mind this week, if you've battled physical illness, addiction, whatever it is that's gotten you this week, I'm going to ask you to hand it over to God right now. Lord, in Jesus' name, God, I invite right now your presence. Lord, I ask you to walk down every single aisle, God, and minister to every heart. Lord, I thank you that you're meeting them where they're at today. God, for every person watching on Facebook Live right now, God, maybe they're watching it a week from today. God, maybe they're watching it a year from now. Lord, I ask you right now, God, to make yourself known to them. If you're sitting on your couch right now, I'm going to ask you to stand up. I'm going to ask you to stand because, see, God wants to come into your home right now. Lord, I thank you, God, that you are breaking chains of addiction right now. God, I speak to pornography and I tell it to be broken off of your children right now. I speak to financial issues and health problems and I tell them to be every bit whole right now in Jesus' name. And God, I come against right now every hindrance that the devil has set out for this service and I tell those things to go right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you and we praise you, God. Amen. And you may be seated. Well, I am happy to be in God's house. Miss Mary, if you can go in the nursery and make sure that the message is being able to be played. If it is not on, if that speaker isn't on, there's a switch in the back that says on. Everybody loves to complicate church and everything about church, but hey, there is literally a button and it says on. And when you press it, you can hear the pastor. So God is good and God is still on the throne. I'm happy to be your pastor. And I know that you could be in any church in Logan County or wherever it is that you're from and you came here. So I'm glad that you're here. And if anybody wants to get any more attention than the pastor right now, I just thank God that the Holy Spirit's coming down and we're going to all calm down. Amen. Now, if I offend you, you're going to have to get over it. Because the Word of God is offensive, and I guarantee you, ain't nobody going to be louder than me right now. Because I've got the best sound guys that there are. So anyhow, I am excited about the Word. And I always minister out of the overflow, because I know that that is relevant. And I want to tell you this morning that everything is going to be okay. I want to tell you this morning that everything that you came in here concerned about, everything that you, when you lay your head to bed at night and you want to be concerned about it, I want to tell you that it's going to be okay. There are many times where what we need the most is for somebody to just look us in the face and say, it's going to be okay. And God sent me here today to tell you that. I'm trying to look every one of you in the eye, and I'm trying to just tell you, hey, it's going to be okay. Let's go now to Psalms chapter 34 and verse 4. I like to give chapter and verse because if you're not careful, I've been raised in the ministry my entire life, and sometimes pastors want to get a certain point across so much that they make some of what they're saying up. And I like to keep myself in check, and so I don't like to preach things that aren't actually Bible verses. That's how man-made denominations are made up, when we would just come up with our own business, our own stuff. So, once again, if I offend you because of that, I'm sorry. This is an interdenominational church, and we accept all faiths here, but at the end of the day, really what I'm interested in is one thing. Do you know God? And are you on your way to heaven? I don't want to get into anything else. too complicated besides that. So Psalms chapter 34, and we're going to look at verse 4. And I'm going to begin to go over some things that God has shared with me today on the thought and the realization and the truth of the matter is that everything is going to be okay. So Psalms chapter 34 and 4, it says here, I sought the Lord and he answered me. And so what I want to minister to you this morning is everything is going to be okay. Somebody said to me this week, will you preach on something positive? And I said, well, I thought everything I preach is positive. But I guess I need to be a little bit more positive, so I'm going to pour on that sugar this morning. And I'm going to tell you that everything, Miss Lori, everything is going to be okay. Everything is going to be okay. And I'm not saying that just to make you feel better so you'll come here. Look here, you'll either come here or you won't. It's that simple. It is that simple. But everything really is, and truly, if you are a walking, talking child of God, everything in your life is going to be okay. And I can back that up with scripture that says, now all things will work together for the good of those that love God. If you love God, if God is your Savior, if you are serving Jesus Christ to the best of your ability, it does not matter what your situation may look like. In the end, it's going to be okay. God is going to work it out. He is in a constant state of working out our problems that come up. He is working on problems for you right now that the problem hasn't even surfaced. He's working those things out. Angel problems that we may have 5 years from now, he's already began to work on those things for us. And so in Psalms chapter 34 and 4, it says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me. Many times we're sitting here and we're going, God, I'm so concerned. I don't know if everything's going to be okay. And we talk more about the fact that we don't know if it's going to be okay than acting. We have to be doers of the word and not hearers only. It's great that people come into God's house and they sit and they want to hear what their pastor has to say. But that's not going to help you out in your life if you won't actually do it. That's why the Bible says, be doers of the word. You can hear me all day long, but if you won't do anything, that's all you're doing is hearing it. And so you need to seek God. Seek him. Seek him. Seek him out. What does it really mean to seek God? Well, it means stopping everything that you're doing and just say, God, right now I'm going to seek you about such and such. When it starts to concern you in your mind, you know, the word says renew your mind. Renew your mind. Now, how many of you, your mind at times wants to get in the gutter and you want to start thinking up some things that are no more realistic than the man in the moon, literally. I can think of some things and before I know it, I can have myself worked up about things that are not even possible. I don't know how I do it, but I have always had that gift, Dale. I can think of some things. And we have to seek God. And there are times where my mind wants to wander off in left field so much that I want to sit there and analyze and overthink something that's never going to happen. And what I've learned to do is to get myself on track and to just say, God, I'm going to seek you about this because right now my mind's wanting to go to a place that there's no way in the world you're going to let that happen to me. You need to seek God. Seek God. Seek him. And so it says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and he delivered me from all of my fears. You know, the phrase, fear not, is in the Bible almost more than any other thing. Fear not. Fear not. Why does God say that to us continually? Because the devil and ourselves combine together, and a lot of times the devil doesn't even have anything to do with it. It's our own selves. We get ourselves riled up, and we live in fear more than we live in faith. We live in fear more than we live in faith. And God has not called you to live in fear. He's called you to live in faith. And so the first point that I want to make to you this morning, if you really are going to get in line with the Word of God, you're going to have to realize everything, yes, it is going to be okay. But there are some things that you need to do to line yourself up with the Word. There's times where Christians, they have issues and their lives get out of line with the Word. Now, anytime that happens, you're giving the devil what's called an open door. Now, the Word says, don't give the devil a foothold in your life. If the devil can get his big toe through the crack of your life, that's exactly what he's going to do. And once he gets his big toe in there, he's going to try to get his foot in there. Well, once he gets his foot in there, he's going to get his leg in there. Once he gets his leg in there, he's going to try to slide through and get himself in there. Now, the devil can do that in your marriage. The devil can do that in your family. The devil can do that in your finances. The devil can do that with your health. The devil can do that with you on your job. The devil can do that with you with your mental health. The devil can work in all types of ways to get that going on in your life. Now, what the real thing is today is, Keisha, everything is going to be okay. At the end of the day, I have served God enough, Gene, that I know it's going to be okay. How many of you, I like to do some little self-therapy things to myself. Does anybody know what makes you relaxed? Do you have little things that you do and you think, I'm going to go for a drive. That relaxes me. I'm going to go outside for a second. I'm going to get online and order some things. Casey, a little funny story. One of the things that's going to help you be okay and realize that everything's going to be okay is for you to just rest. Sometimes that mind is going crazy with you and you're thinking, God, is everything going to be okay? And you're stressing out and you're tired. The other day, how many of y'all got a sister? Thank God for sisters, because I don't know where I'd be if I didn't have mine. But I was talking to Casey Renee. That I was just talking away. And Mary, I thought something had happened to the phone. I was like, silence, dead silence. And Brother Larry, after that, here's what I begin to hear. Let me see if I can do it. And she fell asleep with me on the phone. Now, I'm a very entertaining person. And I was like, wow. And I hung the phone up, and I got my phone, and I said, Casey, you must have been really tired, sister. Get some rest. But you need to rest in your life, okay? You need to rest. My wonderful Puerto Rican Italian Aunt Kathy, she used to do that with my dad on the phone. She'd be talking away, and my dad would start snoring, and she'd be yelling through that phone. We could hear him in the hear her in the kitchen. Angelo, did you fall asleep? No. But you need to seek God, because it says, "I sought the Lord, and He answered me." See, God's got an answer for you. And a lot of times why we can't hear God is because we haven't sought God. If I want to know something from Kayla, I'm not going to go ask anybody but Kayla. Because you can hear a whole lot of stuff. There's a whole lot of noise in the world. But you need to go right to the source. Because, see, if I keep talking to Keisha all the time about my problems, can Keisha really do anything about my problems? No. She can't. It would be better for me if I just went directly to the source that can handle those problems and that's been handling them since 1985. Okay? So go to the source, because the source says, if you'll seek me, you'll find me. If you'll seek me with all of your heart, you'll find me. The word says, I sought the Lord and He answered me. And then there's a promise that He does after we seek God, and it says, and He delivered me from all of my fears. See, some people, what you really need in here today is deliverance. You need to be delivered from some of those fears that have kept you bound your entire life, maybe for your whole parenthood. You know, there's people that all they do is worry about their kids. I don't care how old them kids have gotten. And if you're concerned about your grown kids, let me tell you, you better give that a rest, because that will wear you out, won't it, Dad? There ain't nothing worse than having a 40-year-old. Now, that 40-year-old isn't me, because I'm not 40 yet, but... If you're worrying about your grown kids, you need to back up from that, because, see, God ain't called you to worry about them, and he ain't called you to judge about them, but he's called you to pray for them. If you're that concerned, seek God about them, because he wants to deliver you from some of the fears that you've been having. And it's so easy to get the phone and to just call people and them to say a little something that'll make you feel better. But you know what? That feeling is fleeting. And see, the presence of God and the answers from God, they're going to be what sustains you. Look, go with me now to Psalms chapter 55. We're going to look at verse 22. And so you have to seek God. Yes, it's all going to be okay. But seek God. I can tell you all day long that something's going to be okay, but until God tells you, until the Holy Spirit tells you, until that presence puts a peace over your life, you're going to be worked up. So Psalms chapter 55 and verse 22. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. What does that mean? Cast your cares to God, and he's going to keep you. There's been a lot of cares that I've had. And when I've casted them, and casted them correctly, God has sustained me through the battle. I have y'all stand every Sunday because I don't want you to ever forget the fact that you're still standing. It may not look good. Look here, most stuff doesn't. It may not look great. But hey, you're still standing. You can't look at what it looks like. You're still standing. And so it says here, cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. How many people in here like to fish? Oh my gosh, we've got a church full of fishermen. Well, I have taken that up again. And I have started fishing again. And that is something that brings me lots of joy. But I only like to do it with a bobber. Because the only thing better than catching a fish, Jill, is to see the bobber go down and almost catch a fish, because that's what happens most of the time. Because I'm usually talking while I should be concentrating on that bobber going down. Okay, now when I was a kid, we had a pond there, and I used to fish all the time as a kid. We'd go out. We lived on 10 acres. We'd go dig in the dirt. We'd find some worms, and we'd go fish. That's what we did. That's all we had to do. We didn't have tablets. We didn't have TV. We didn't have internet. We had none of that. So we did something very rare in the world today, which is called being a child and getting dirty. And we ate dirt and we did all things, sorts of things with dirt. And it didn't harm us because we're all still living today. And so one time when I was a kid, it was on my birthday, and the whole family but me was putting my trampoline together that I asked for my birthday. And I was fishing with Dad's fishing pole. And he says, "Now, the only thing not to do is break my pole or throw the pole in the water." Okay, I can do that. So I'm casting, and lo and behold, I throw the whole fishing pole in the water. And I can see Dad, and he's working real hard on putting that trampoline together, and I'm like, oh, my God, I just did something he told me not to do. And I'm just, he's waving at me, and he's going, "Happy birthday, honey." And I'm going, "Happy birthday." And I jumped in that pond. And I got that fishing pole. Now, I'm no better from when I was 7 till when I'm 37, because I do some really dumb things with the fishing pole now. Because there's something about casting that I just can't quite understand. And I got to hold that button and swing and then get the hand off the button at weird times. And I have gotten that line wrapped around the pole more than I've gotten it in the water. And that's kind of what we do when we're really got a problem. We're like, okay, I'm going to cast my cares. and I'm going to put them out there. And that care, it may get to the front door. We may cast that care in the kitchen. We're like, okay, we are ready to face today. And we are going to cast that care. Okay. And we open the front door and bam. Uh-oh. I'm going out in society. There that fear is again. I don't know if it's going to be okay, God. You may have a problem at your job, and you're telling yourself everything's fine. The moment you pull up in the parking lot, you start having that anxiety. Oh, my God, I cannot stand that coworker that I'm stuck with. We've all had one. If you haven't, then you're probably the one. I'm just going to tell you. It's like that family member that you don't want to see on Thanksgiving. If you're not dreading one, it's probably you. Every family has one. Special families have a couple of them. So cast your cares. Cast your cares on God. Cast it. Get it out there. Let it sit. I've been taking my kids fishing. Carson Paul. He will cast it, reel it in. Cast it, reel it in. Cast it, reel it in. That gets you nowhere. Only when you cast and you let it sit. There's a problem with people today, and they don't like to let anything sit. That's why in Psalms 46:10 it says, be still and just know that I'm God. Be still and know that I'm God. When you cast it out there, let it sit. Have some patience. It says, cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. And here's one of the things about God. He will never let the righteous be shaken. He's not letting you fail. It may feel like failing. It may look like failing. But at the end of the day, God has sustained you. I was driving. One of the things that I've really started to like to do over the past 5 years is just go for a good drive. And I'll drive as long as it takes to get that off my mind. I was driving down a hill, and it was real pretty, and I'm starting to like nature, which I've never done before. And I was talking to God, and I said, God, there's been so many times in my life where I didn't know if it was going to be okay, but God, you came through every single time. God, there were so many times where I didn't know how the story was going to end, but God, you ended it so well. God, there were so many times when fear wanted to come into my life and dictate my life, but God, you came through every time. Every time. And God just said to me, Kelly, even now, everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. And God wants you to know this morning, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. There's some things that if you'll apply to your life that we're going to talk about today, if you'll apply them, you're going to get that peace that comes with knowing it's going to be okay. I can tell you it's going to be okay all day long. But until you start doing the word, it's going to just be like I said, nothing. So it says, cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. So point two, cast your cares. Cast your cares. Cast your cares. When you'll cast your cares, you're going to catch some blessing. You're going to begin to catch blessing. Maybe a little crappie blessing. Maybe a big old bass blessing. But you're going to catch some blessing. There's a blessing in waiting. There's a blessing in just letting something sit. How many of you have acted prematurely and you wish you wouldn't have and you messed some things up and you're going, I really shouldn't have acted on that. Or somebody made me mad, but I'm going to tell them about it today, not on Friday. See, I've learned if I'll just give some things a little time, it'll play out. And there's been so many times where I've been so darn glad that I didn't say something, because only to find out it wasn't how I really thought. See, not everything that's going on in your situation is how you think it is. I'm going to say that one more time. Not everything that you're thinking about your situation is exactly how it is. There's things that you think, they ain't right. It's really not how it is. There's really three sides to every story. There's your side, there's their side, and then there's the truth. And the truth is right there, right in the Word of God, right there in the middle. Not everything that you think about your situation is exactly how it is. But if you'll seek God, if you'll cast your cares, you're going to know more about truth than you've ever known. One time, my mom and dad, they were trying to get a confession out of me and all my sisters. And I wish to God I had the anointing of getting confessions, because there's things I still don't have the truth about with my kids. And we had really done a doozy, Aunt Fran, real bad. And Dad was trying everything to get us to confess. We wasn't confessing. And he goes, he's a very dramatic person. Okay, girls, right now, the Spirit of Truth has entered this house. Glory. I'm looking around, and I said, who is that? Got me really freaked out. Is it a ghost? I mean, who is it? Because I have never heard that in the 14 years of my life. And let me tell you, him and the Spirit of Truth got a confession out of us girls. But hey, not everything that you think about your situation is the truth. My mom was crying. She was crying worse than any of us girls. She was going, Angelo, they did not do that. There's no way that our sweet girls did that. Dad's going, shut up, Mildred. They did it. I know they did it, Mildred. And if you'll be quiet, we're going to get it out of them. We did it. And we wrote, one of us, and it was me, I wrote it in my diary. And then tried to deny it. Truth. It's going to be okay, but you're going to have to be honest with yourself. And when you're being honest, what you need to know is that you're not being honest all the time with yourself. We like to gloss over things, especially when it concerns us. We like to gloss over some of our faults. See, you may be having an issue with a certain person, and you may be thinking, well, that's all them. They're just a jerk. Well, they're just a terrible person. Well, let's look a little bit deeper into that, because, see, there's some characteristics in you that you may not be real great. And they may be bothering and irritating that situation. So seek God and cast your cares. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 3, and we're going to look at verse 5 and 6. And it says here, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And what I want to tell you this morning is that God is still trustworthy. God is still trustworthy. You can still trust Him. God is still doing miracles. You can ask Him for one. God is still healing people. Ask Him for your healing. When something looks like it's not okay and it's not going to be okay, trust God. And if you're having trouble trusting God, tell God. God, I'm having trouble trusting You. It's like the man in the Bible, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. God, I'm having trouble trusting You because in my mind I've made this so big that I just can't stop thinking about it. God, I can't stop talking about it. Lord, I can't stop mulling over it in my mind and replaying it. See, you need to trust God. And if you're having trouble trusting Him, here's what I do. I go back in the past, Kayla, in my mind, and I say, okay, God, I'm having trouble trusting you. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go back to every major problem I've ever had, and I'm going to see where you failed. I've never come up with anything. When I get anxious about, God, will I get the answer to the prayer on time? Lord, it looks like it's not going to happen. Warren, every time I've gone back, he was always on time. He was never on my time schedule because I'm a very impatient person. But he was always right on time. There's things about your situation and you're saying, God, is it going to be okay? God's saying, just trust me. Just trust me. And we have trouble trusting God, and a lot of us do, because we can't see God. A lot of it's because we don't know what the outcome is. Don't be afraid to just sit with the unknown. There's been a lot of times, especially over the last 3 years, where I've said, God, I don't know how you're going to work this out. I just know you will. God, I don't know how you're going to do it. The older I get, Rita, here's what I say. Lord, I don't even care how you work it out. Just work it out. Amen. God, thank you that you've already done it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. You know, it's hard for us to do anything with all our heart because our hearts are so messed up. Right. It's hard for anybody in society to do anything with all their heart because everybody's heart is so messed up. It is just up one end and down the other, messed up. Get your heart cleaned up and trust God. See, God didn't break your heart. Maybe your choices did. Maybe your spouse did. Maybe your ex-spouse did. Maybe this person, maybe this situation, see. But God never did that to you. So trust God. You can trust him. And it says here, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And here's what I'm beginning to understand. I don't understand anything. Just when I think I understand something a smidge, something will happen and I'll be like, I don't understand that near as well as I thought I did. Just when I think somebody can't surprise me, I'm surprised. How many of you feel that way? Just when I think I can't be shocked about something, I'm shocked. Guess what that's called? Humanity. Guess why? You can't control other people. A lot of why we're saying, God, is it going to be okay? Because it involves another person or other people. And you can't control them. You can't make them do what's going to help them the most. You can't make them like you. You can't make them be nice to you. You can't make them love your kids. You can't make them do anything. Is it going to be okay? Yes, it is. Are you going to have to trust God to get a peace about that? Yes, you are. And lean not on your own understanding. There's things that's happened in my life, Angel. I do not understand why they happened. I wish I did because I would be just so much better, I think. But look here, you don't have to understand everything. There's things that went on 2-3 years ago. I'm beginning to understand them now. But there are things in your life that you're not going to always understand right in that moment. God's still exactly who he says that he is. He hasn't changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Everybody's like, people ask me, somebody asked me this week, how do you get up and stand and talk in front of all those people? Well, I've always been a talker. That's my answer. Some people can sing, some people can talk, some people can do all sorts of things. I've always been able to talk. Get me up there singing, I will have not a person left in the congregation. Not a talent, okay? But trust God with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Now here's one of the biggest things. In all of your ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. Some people, you're having an issue and you've got God, is it really going to be okay? Well, are you acknowledging him in all of your ways? because there's some of our ways that we have that's feeding into the reason why everything is not okay in that moment for you. Is God going to make sure it's okay? Yeah. But you best start acknowledging him with your ways. In all of your ways, acknowledge him. There's people, and I get onto my kid for this all the time. I don't know if any of y'all have ever had this problem with your kids, but it is the most annoying thing. How many of you, we can be real in here because they're in the back. Your child annoys you? Well, some of you are just acting like you're better parents. I'm offended. Well, mine annoy me sometimes, okay? And one of the, you'll get there. Just wait. Yours is real sweet and little. When they start talking, you're on your way to being with the rest of the crowd. One of the things that my son does, Carson, is if he's not in the mood to respond to you, he just won't even acknowledge your presence. He just won't respond. That kid, I don't ever, hardly ever even think about whipping my kids anymore. But when he doesn't respond to me, that makes me nuts. Because I'm like, what a rude thing to do in the line of communication. Now, how many adults, you're in the Walmart aisle and somebody you don't like has just made it to the same aisle you do and you're not even acknowledging them? I'm just going to act like I don't see them. You're driving in the parking lot, and you're like, ooh, I think that's their car. It's always great when they've gotten a new car because you're like, ooh, so thrown off by that. I've done the whole not acknowledge people, and then I've grown up a little bit in my faith, and I thought, you know, I'm not going to give the devil the satisfaction of letting that offense go on any longer. And I'll not only acknowledge their presence, but usually by the time I'm done, I'm inviting them to church. I'm telling them all about everything, telling them about the kids, telling them about how good God is, all of that. In all of your ways, acknowledge God. Because if you do that, he'll make your path straight. We feel like everything's not okay because there's some crooked paths that we've taken, and God needs to straighten them out. So it says, in all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. There has been times where I have zigged when I should have zagged, and I've gotten myself in a mess, and I've just had to stop, and I've just had to say, God, this has gotten out of hand, and I'm going to quit going, because the more I keep going, it's going to get more messed up. Lord, I've messed up, and I'm going to back up, and I'm just going to let you make this path straight for me again. And then I start feeling like, you know what? Everything's going to be okay. I woke up the other morning singing, I'm not going to sing it. I was thinking about it. You know that song that Dad sings? I've got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Boy, I was in the bathroom and I was clapping. And I was even trying to stomp my foot a little bit, but I'm so off in rhythm. I was like, I was really getting going and I was getting down. And I was telling the devil and everybody that listened in the bathroom, which was just me and Lulu, that everything was going to be all right. But I've had to just surrender some things to God. And probably the number one thing that I've had to just surrender to God is just stop caring about what everybody thinks. Amen. That is like the thing that just looms over me. And I've just had to just give it up. And I have to nail that to the cross every day. Every day of my life, since I can remember, I've had to just nail that thing on the cross. Because one of the main times when I feel like everything is not going to be okay is when I start thinking about what everybody else is thinking. And look here. You're living your life to an audience of one, and that is Christ. And if you can just say, God, are you pleased with me? God, am I doing right? Lord, what can I do? You know what? He's going to help you. He's going to meet you right where you're at. And he's going to give you that assurance that, you know what? Everything's going to be okay. It's all going to be all right. Go with me now to Isaiah chapter 41. So we're talking this morning, and everything is going to be okay. We have to seek God, cast our cares, and trust God. So Isaiah chapter 41, we're going to look at verse 9. And it says here, I took you from the ends of the earth, and from its farthest corners I called you. I said, you are my servant, and I have chosen you, and have not rejected you. And I want to tell you right now, no matter what's going on in your life, that you're called. And not only are you called, but you're highly favored. And not only are you highly favored, but you're chosen. Amen. Everything in life and everything in your life and in your circumstance may be saying, well, nothing special about you. Well, you messed up too much. Or, well, you're this and where you're that. Well, look here. None of that's true. There's so much rejection that goes on in our society that we just self-reject all the time. Oh, I'm not good enough. Oh, I'm not this. Oh, I'm not that. Well, you need to get in the Word because you're contradicting everything that God says about you. And so it says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. Dismayed is fear, disappointment, shock, worry. So yesterday, how many of you in here, you've got kids? Now, here's where I'm at in my child rearing. I was telling my sister the other day, I said, now, Casey, we're going to have to take it easy on Mom and Dad for one reason. We don't have grown children. So we don't know how they feel. And so we're just going to have to take it easy on them. Because what we have is these little brats. And we ain't got to the point in our child rearing where we have grown kids. I said, and this is awful. And if this is probably going to offend you, but I'm going to say it because I'm re-saying. I said, it probably really sucks to have grown kids. Because you can't really control them at all. So let's take it easy on them. But I don't care what kind of parent you are in here. Where I'm at is, I don't care if they're 1 or 51. The worst thing for me as a parent is when my kid is upset about something. Because what I want to instantly do is fix it. If they look like somebody has done something to them at school when I pick them up, I'm like, just you point out the kid to me. Which one was it? So the Word says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. And I was telling this to my 7-year-old yesterday. He came in the house. He was with someone else, and he was crying. I don't like when my kids cry, and I don't like when they've been with people and they come in crying. I don't like that. And I tried all day to get it out of that kid. And at the end of the day, here's what I said. I said, Colton, Mommy is your safe person, and I don't want you to be sad or dismayed about anything. I'm your mama. I brought you into this world, and I will protect you. So tell me what happened. And here's all of us in our lives, and we're dismayed, we're in fear, we're all of these things, and Daddy God is going, now I'm your dad. Come up here and talk to me and tell me what's going on with you, because I'm your dad, and I'm going to fix it. Is everything going to be okay? Yes, it is. I spent the next 3 or 4 hours with that kid, just very close, intense, one-on-one. By the end of that night, he was singing like a canary. Why? Because we spent some valuable time together. If you will spend some valuable time with God, I'm not saying get on. Here's what people think nowadays that spending time with God is. God, in the middle of these commercials, I'm going to look on my app to see if I got the verse of the day. That's not spending time with God, okay? Spending time with God is not opening up your Bible when you're dog tired at the end of the day and then you can't hold your eyes open and you're falling asleep when you're on the phone with your sister. Just throwing that in there. Spend time with God, because if you'll do that, what he's doing, and he's drawing you to him, and he's saying, tell me what's wrong with you. What does it say? So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. Don't be upset because I'm your God. Don't be sad because I'm your God. Why does he say that? Because he has every ability to back it up. I said to Colton, who said what to you? I want to know, because I'm your mama and I will make it right. Well, he finally told me. Well, guess what I finally did? I picked up that phone. See, there's nothing God won't do for you. Is everything going to be okay? Yes, it is. Are there things that you can do to have a greater peace about that? Yes, there are. You need to trust God. Don't live your life in fear. God hasn't called you to fear. He's called you to faith. Go with me now. Well, I'm going to finish reading this. I took you from the ends of the earth, from its farthest corners. I called you. I said, you are my servant, and I have chosen you and not rejected you. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. All who rage war against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all. For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Do not fear. So we need to seek God, we need to cast our cares, we need to trust God, and we need to not walk in fear. There's too many Christians living in fear, not just walking in it, but bathing in it daily. Bathing in fear. Here's the truth about fear. Whatever you're afraid of, it'll either happen or it won't. You ever notice that? You can conjure up a million things in your brain, but guess what? They'll either happen or they won't. And most of what you fear never happens. Most of what you fear never happens. Go with me now to Jeremiah chapter 29. We're going to look at verses 11 through 14. And it says here, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. How can I tell you that everything is going to be okay? Well, here's how. I work for the best boss that there is. And he has a 100% guarantee. 100%. I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. I've stopped trying to figure people out. I've stopped trying to tell them the answers to all their problems. Why? Because I don't know them. And there's no way on God's green earth I can figure anybody out. I can't even figure myself out. But God already knows the plans that he has for you. That's how I can tell you that everything's going to be okay. Because whatever you're going through right now in this present moment, he already factored it in. I put a thing on Facebook earlier in the week, and I love it because it is so true. I said, The best thing about our callings when God calls us is that he already factored in our stupidity. He already factored in our dumb things that we were going to do. How can you know everything's going to be okay? Because he knows the plan that he has for you. It's only when we're sitting there going, well, God, I planned to do this, but the plan didn't work out. That's how we start getting in fear. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. And then he starts telling us his plan. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. See, a lot of us, we worry about something in our future. Well, God, is this going to be okay? Because if not, then blah, 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 blah. Look here. God's going to give you a future. He already has it. He already knows the plans that he has for you with that future. And it's going to be okay. Plans to give you a future, and then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. God is the best listener that I know. He is the best listener that I know. I was thinking the other day, once again, if this offends anybody, I'm sorry. I was thinking, how did the Catholic priest hear all that? I'd be overwhelmed in like 2 seconds. I'd be like, oh, hold on. No, I can't hear no more of this. God is the best listener. Sometimes, Mitzi, I don't even like to hear my own self tell God some of the stuff I've got going wrong. I'm sitting here telling him, I'm going, I just heard that out loud come out of my mouth. I'm sorry, God. He's the best listener that I know. Your sister may fall asleep on you. God will listen to you. I'm just picking on her. Look here. I've got lots. She's 5 years older than me. She used to beat me. Didn't she, Dad? That's a joke. Casey's one of my very best friends. I love her so much, and I look up to her in so many ways. But you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart, and I will be found by you, declares the Lord. And I will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you. Look here. So many things about what's happened in your life have made you feel like you've been set back because of what happened. Look here. God says, I'll bring you back. Anytime that you've had a setback, God's already got a comeback in order for you. He's always got a comeback. He's always got that thing where he's saying, you know what? This looked like this was going to hurt this person. I'm going to make it thrust him forward. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back from the place when I carried you into exile. Look here. God's got a comeback for you. Don't walk in fear. Walk in faith. Last place for me this morning, Psalms chapter 23. And I love Psalms chapter 23. And one of the reasons I love it is because there was a sweet, sweet man in our church for many, many years. And his name was Papa McElhaney. And this was one of his favorite passages. The older I get, it becomes more sweet to me. And it says here, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. Is everything going to be okay? Yes, it is. Why? Because God is your shepherd. When it doesn't look like it's going to be okay, say, you know what, God? Your word says that you're my shepherd. I shall not be in want. God, address the want in my life. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Look here. He can make you lie down anywhere. You could be in a dead desert. Nope. He makes me lie down in green pastures of abundance. Green pastures that are flourishing. He doesn't have you laying down in some dead place where everything's all washed out and used up. He's got you in a green pasture. He leads me beside quiet waters. What are quiet waters? No drama. No drama. When things are flaring up in my life, I say, God, lead me beside the very quiet waters. He guides me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake, and even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For You are with me, and Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You can look for comfort in all sorts of places. You're not going to find it in anywhere but God. There's so many people, and you're thinking that a relationship is exactly what you need because it's going to comfort you. There's so many people in the areas of your relationships where you've been rejected, and you're relying on that person. Look here, you best give that up because you're going to always come up empty. You're going to always come up empty because, see, your satisfaction is not found in a mate. It's not found in a relationship, a romance, or nothing else like that. Your satisfaction and your comfort is found in the living God. There is no way that a human being can complete you. It's not even possible. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. A lot of times we're all worked up and we're wondering if everything's going to be okay because we got enemies. Look here, God will shut their mouth. God will vindicate you if you'll step back. He'll put you at a table where you're sitting in front of all of your enemies, and He'll prepare that table. God has done it many, many times. You know how many people have wanted to say something bad about this ministry? God will have the last say. And notice, we're all still standing. If you got enemies, be a good enemy. Pray for them. Why? Because the Word of God tells you to. Pray for those that persecute you. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and You anoint my head with oil, and my cup, it overflows. I always have enough. I always have enough grace. I always have enough mercy. Lord God, I always have enough money to be a blessing. One of the things that Brother Sam, he's been with me through thick and thin. He's been in this ministry since I can even remember. He's been with us for a long time, over 30 years. He never is too big to take out the trash. And I've watched him, and he's an awesome man of God. And one of the things that he does so many times is he'll come over here, and he'll do this little number right here. And he'll pray over himself. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup, it overflows. There was a lady in the church. She's not here now. And she wanted me to bless her home about 37 times a week. That is no lie. I'd call Brother Larry. Brother Larry, how many times do I have to anoint her house? Because this is getting redundant, and I can't make this an everyday deal. And God spoke to me one day, and He said, Kelly, buy her some anointing oil, and you tell her to do it herself. Amen. So, Paul, I got her some real good stuff. Smelled like pomegranate. Anointing oil. I said, sister, God has given me some very important instructions for you. Here's your oil. Every time you want to pick up that phone and call me to come and anoint your house, there's your oil. You anoint your own house because, look here, I'm just a person. When it comes to your home and your stuff, you can pray better prayers than even I can. You anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows. Are you coming up empty today? Get some oil. I don't care if it's cooking oil. Put it on your head. Slap yourself in the head and say, God, my cup, it overflows. Shirley. Don't call me Shirley. Shirley. Goodness and love will follow me. all of the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Y'all stand to your feet. They're letting these beautiful little babies out. Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, God, that everything is going to be okay. God, just like we've talked about from your word, Lord, for every person that's come in here struggling and they're sad, they're wondering, how is it going to work out? God, I thank you that it's working out right now. Lord, I thank you, God, right now for answered prayers, for miracles, for provision, God, and for favor. Lord, for every heart that's troubled in here, God, I ask you for peace right now. In Jesus' precious holy name, amen.